Around 10 years ago, somebody approached me that he knows of someone who's a Maggid Shir, and his wife's a teacher, and he knows that they're struggling financially, and it was close to the Yom Tov of Pesach. If maybe I can, you know, together with this person, if we could try to raise some funds for this family. I have a large family. So I called somebody up who I knew, who has some money, and I started explaining to him, there's someone who's a Maggid Shir, and his wife's a teacher, and they need money for Yom Tov. He was saying, how do you know they need money? I told him, I know they need money. I heard this, different things. Then he tells me, this person, he says, you know, I have a brother-in-law who's a Maggid Shir, and the wife is a teacher. So, you know, maybe they also need money. Maybe I shouldn't look, you know, in other places. I told him, for sure, 100%. That's where you're supposed to go first. It's a Mefurish Halacha in Yerideya, in Simen, Reish Nun Aleph Siv Gimel, that you mechuyev to give to your relatives first. By the way, mechuyev to give to your relatives first, the Vilna Gaon brings a drasha from the Sefri that it's a deraisa. It says even a whole seder of the relatives. First, you have to give. We're not discussing about your children that you support. You have to give first. Your children that are in your house. First, you have to give to your parents. Then second, you have to give to your married children. And third comes your brothers and sisters. And this is clear that it's a chiv da'iraisa, that you mechuyev to give up to half of the tzedakah that you give to your relatives. At least half to your relatives that need. So I told this person, 100%, if you think that your brother-in-law might need, go find out and see if he needs. He says, I don't know. How am I supposed to know if he needs? So I said, you want to tell me, your brother-in-law, let me tell me his name. Maybe we'll see if we could find out. And you won't believe it. You can hold on to your chair. He told me the name of his brother-in-law. And yes, the story happened with me. It was this person that I was making the phone call about. It was this Maggid Shir. This was his brother-in-law. So there's two points that I want to bring out from this story. The first thing is that a person that knows, they have to give tzedakah to your relatives first. But the second point, which is very crucial, this person was about tzedakah. This person did give a lot of tzedakah. But it never dawned on him before this that maybe his own brother-in-law needs tzedakah. Somebody calls him up and says, I know of a family that the husband is a Maggid Shir. And the wife is a teacher. You know, that sounds like something like my brother-in-law. Maybe they also need money. And I want to share with you something. Someone who's a very big Gabbai tzedakah told me that you should know that 9 out of 10 cases, if you're not sure, how is someone managing? If this person's a Rebbe, or this person has a regular straightforward job, and he's supporting 3 sons-in-laws, he has like 3 mortgages, and he's paying tuitions, how in the world is he making it? He told me 9 out of 10 cases, if you're not sure that they're making it, they're not making it. You should realize that. This is something you learn from this story that I saw close up 10 years ago, that the person was like, you know, maybe, I never thought of it, but maybe, and then, yes, lo and behold, that's exactly the same family that we're talking about. So a person may say, okay, I got that, but how in the world am I supposed to find out if they need? Well, the number one thing to do is just pick up a phone to call any of the moistest that they send children to. And yes, let me ask you, where are they up to in tuitions? And if you hear, you'll say, yeah, I want to know, because maybe I want to help. And then you hear how many thousands that they owe, you'll understand right away that they're struggling. If they owe thousands of dollars, so then they have problems with other bills. So the nekuda over here is 2 points. Number one, we have to realize that it's a chiv mideraisa. And I want to stress this again. Simen Reishon and Aleph, Siv Gimel. You could talk to any Rav. And once we once went through this halacha. We spoke about this once on a shir. Before any moysid, before any koilel, before any ayircha, before any ayirch estrel, before any varat stokas, before anything, it's a chiv to give a clear halacha and shulchan aruch to give your relatives first. And you could go through the zaskamas, kol hapoiskim, and the Vilna Gaon holds it's deraisa, and the Mordechai says it's deraisa. You mechuyev to give to your relatives first. And me'ikad adino, really all your tzedakah goes there first. But they say that it's whatever, remoish, the chadanish, at least half of your tzedakah should go to your relatives. And the second point is that 9 out of 10 cases, if you don't know how they're managing, they're not managing. You just have to do a drop of research. May we all be zeicha to fulfill our obligation of tzedakah properly.